position of the Northside PTO Coalition that we support the equity policy as written. We don't want it changed. But because of the December meeting when there was a proposal to completely axe it and wipe it off the books, we settled for maybe you should rewrite it instead. So it's been tabled since then to rewrite the policy. We still want the policy as written. We've seen the draft that the administration has put forward. What we'd really like is for you to just add that right onto the policy as it exists, because it reflects what the district has been doing for equity resource. There's another good reason for tabling this discussion at the moment, and it's because the district's commitment to serving the needs of the kids most at risk is at question now that this plan of closing four of the neediest schools in the district has come up. There's been a serious breach of trust in this neighborhood. You're talking about a neighborhood that, number one, out of the six elementary schools that we have, five of them are over 60% low income. Now, research shows that once you're over 50%, achievement starts to decline. Well, on the north side, in these schools, we've maintained academic excellence. We've figured out how to make a low-poverty school work. Now, by even letting a proposal come to light that closes down four of those schools, would move 800 kids, the most needy in the district, shows it shows the general public that this district is not as committed to educating all students. So at this moment, I would ask the board to table this discussion on the equity policy until you can get some public input from somebody other than just the Northside PTO Coalition, because everybody in this district has something at stake in this. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.